One of my favorite things about live radio is you can always scramble things and do a lot of fun things. And one of them is Amanda is gracious enough to cede a few minutes of a conversation with her to let us bid a fond farewell to Dean Krauskopf, who is now going the gardening show.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm dying.
I'll be back in April, I hope.
This is just the end of the season.
Waiting for the funeral march to come back.
You'll be back next spring.
Dean, we're just kind of composting you.
Just be back next spring.
You mean nobody told him?
Dean, I'm always the last to know.
Yeah. Dean's show is the one that precedes us here on WJR.
The gardening show.
Wonderful show, the gardening show. Now, Dean, by the way, you have a website that I know.
TheGardeningShow.com is my website, or you can get me, as always, WJR.com.
Yeah, and TheGardeningShow.com is where people can go throughout the year for great advice. They can ask their questions, get answers from you about gardening.
And everything else they want to talk about. We get into some interesting conversations.
I heard.
We all do. Composting, and, you know, I do a little, sometimes some family counseling I've had. Who knows? It's talk radio. What can we say?
Well, I just love coming into the studio in the summertime because, first of all, I listen to you on the way in.
Thank you.
And second of all, seeing you in the studio next door ready to do our show.
The thing about it is that, we used to be trading studios, and people have any idea how we work in here. We've kind of shifted that now, and I missed that, seeing and talking to you
guys.
As you told me to get out of here because you had to be on the air.
Yeah, and he would always slip in a PC question in there.
That's right.
And he would slip in a garden question.
There you go.
If I've got an expert right next to me, I'm going to ask a question.
We do the same thing. Now, you were sitting right next to Amanda Long.
And I was admiring her garden.
Yes, Amanda, you were showing him a garden, right?
Yes. My grandma lives on the east side of Detroit in her house that she's had for over 50 years.
Yes.
And my uncle purchased an abandoned lot next door that just...
There's a lot of them.
He had been caring for it for 20 years, and they finally let him buy it.
The city has finally, made that possible, which I think is just fantastic.
This was before that, but...
they've been for 20 years.
Yeah, he tried.
They have been taking care of it for that long, and finally had the chance to get it then.
Yeah, so we expanded our garden. We call it our family urban farm because it's got 300 tomato plants, and it's really awesome.
I can't picture a tractor on that lot, though.
I have seen people with tractors. And there was a program where you can get people. There's a city program that used to have tractors with people.
Oh, really?
Dean, you had something that really was part of your...
One of the things that we're talking about now, we're kind of making jokes about planting zucchinis on people's front doors.
That's right.
One of the things is that we have so much food going to waste, and I'm not sure, and this is very, and people are hungry, not only in Metro Detroit, but across the state, across the United States. And one of the things they're hungry for is fresh produce.
Absolutely.
It's so hard to get for people who are in an inner city or whatever circumstances. So I'm just begging my audiences and all our audiences, and gardeners are the most generous people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Please, if you have extra, contact your local food bank.
And let me second that. Once a month, I work at a place called Open Hands, mm-hmm. which is a St. John's Lutheran Church on Woodward and 11 Mile. And I know people are getting the kind of food that they get, the canned foods, et cetera, very often are government foods or maybe a little bit further.
It's nutritional, but it doesn't have the flavor, and certainly it doesn't, a fresh tomato
I can tell you personally that people there are trying to get to be their first in line for the little bit of fresh produce that we've got. We may get a load of cabbages or whatever else. They love it, and they're dying to get their hands on that.
And if I, just because I've got four or five tomatoes, that doesn't mean that four or five tomatoes may make someone's day.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that really grabs me is that many of the people that are hungry are children.
Oh, yes.
And when you see people in line with children, that hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Because there is plenty of food in this state.
Yep.
We just got to get it to the people.
Dean, have a great winter break for yourself.
Thank you.
Now, I know you're going to be very, very busy in any case, but we like the swallows returning to San Juan Capistrano. This coming spring, 2015, we'll look forward to having you come back in studio.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for being here. That's Mr. Dean Krauskopf, Dr. Dean Krauskopf, I should say, who is part of the WJR Gardening Show. And again, you can And again, you can go online to www.gardeningshow.com and get all your questions answered there. Thanks, Dean.